Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scott Pioli, former Chiefs GM, joining our sister station WFAN in New York and via the Radio.com app. He discussed organizations, good versus bad, and he's been on the bandwagon that if you're kind of making excuses right now for either a shortened season or not enough prep time for the draft, you probably aren't doing it. You probably aren't doing it well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's basically shut up and stop complaining.
That, that you probably had other fundamental problems before this time happened.
Yes.
That you're using this as a convenient excuse. But he says you're going to learn the good from the bad organizations.
Great. The good organizations from the not-so-good organizations. You know, this is going to give the players that are hard workers are going to have an advantage. People are, you know, players are finding ways to work out. I can't tell you how many players I've talked to in the last couple of weeks who are saying, hey, listen, part of this, you know, my workouts are unbelievable. I'm working out in my garage. I feel like I'm working again. You know, they're back to the substance and away from the sizzle. And, you know, these guys are professionals. They're expected to prepare. This is going to separate the hard workers from the not-so-hard workers. Again, it's going to expose the good organizations from the not-so-well organizations, I think. And it's going to elevate the teams that have people that are truly problem solvers from the excuse makers. And players are either they're going to be excuse. It's the same with players. They're going to be excuse makers or they're going to be problem solvers. They know what they have to do. They just don't know when they're going to be, you know, called back to work. So I think the teams that have rosters filled with people that have not only strong work ethic, but good work habits, right? Those two things are different. But the teams that have those kind of players, Mike, they are going to be the ones that advance more quickly.
I mean, that to me screams Kansas City Chiefs like I've never heard scream Kansas City Chiefs before. And I think, in my opinion, going into this year, this is the most important year for the Kansas City Chiefs to have Andy Reid as their head coach since 2013 when he came in and turned the entire culture of this organization around. Because we've got a guy that we know is a leader. We got a guy that we know is a Super Bowl champion. We got a guy that we know for all these years whose always mantra was, don't worry, I've got this. We're going to be okay. And I'm watching the game here in the background on NFL Network of that game against the Houston Texans. And when Houston blocked the punt and went up 14-0, they showed a picture, a shot of Andy Reid on the sidelines, and he was just stoic. In other years, you'd be like, come on, Andy, show some emotion. But you see that stoic moment from Andy Reid when the Texans go down or go up 14-0 in that game off the block punt, and that's Andy Reid not letting it get to him and not letting it bother him and not letting it affect him and not letting that get inside of him and take him to some place where he's not used to going, and that's to a reactionary moment. And so for me, I look at the Kansas City Chiefs and I hear what Scott Pioli's talking about the character of the players, about the character of the organization, and that's why for me, the Kansas City Chiefs absolutely 100% fit that mold. They've got great leadership from Andy Reid. They've got great leadership from Patrick Mahomes and Tyron Matthew and Frank Clark and Chris Jones and Travis Kelce and a lot of these guys. They have got great player leadership that's not going to let their guys get fat and happy, not going to let their guys not work out and get ready for the upcoming season. This time, in my opinion, that we have off for the NFL for a team like the Kansas City Chiefs should not hurt them at all. Teams with new coaches or weak coaches or bad coaches those are the teams that are going to suffer right now. And I think if you're going to place your bets in Las Vegas of teams that you think are going to be good going into this upcoming season, you're taking New England. You're taking Baltimore. You're taking Pittsburgh. You're taking Seattle. You're taking Kansas City. You're taking all of these organizations that have had stability and strong head coaches and strong leaders, and those are the teams you're betting on this year to have success in the NFL.
Andy Reid has said it all the time, too. Like, I trust these guys. You know, he kind of, and I don't want to say he leaves the details out, but they set the groundwork for, here's what I expect. I don't want to waste time doing this when it gets to my time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And he's put a lot of trust and a lot of faith in his players. And you hope that it largely has paid off, and you hope that that does again, because this is the year where you need that.
You need it. Yeah, and I think that's what a good leader does,
I need to trust. We need this is our baseline. And you're responsible for getting to our baseline. And then I'll take you from that stage on. So you just got to keep your baseline while you're away.
Right.
And then we'll build upon that, and we can hit the ground running and go.
That's exactly right.
And he's put a lot of faith over the years in his teams doing that. And this year is no different.
And he's been lucky. He's had good leaders for the most part since he got here. I mean, when he took over in 2013, you had an Eric Berry who was still engaged in football. You had Derek Johnson. You had Tom Bahali. You had Alex Smith. I mean, like those are guys that were true leaders for this organization. And they were kind of cut from the Andy Reid cloth, the Andy Reid mold. And they took the orders, and they were basically parrots, if you will, of their head football coach, of their leader. And that's what you want at this point in time. You can never plan for an event like this that we're living through right now. But what you can do is be a good leader and have good soldiers in any business that you know. If, you know, a catastrophic event happens like we're living in right now, your guys are going to be okay working on their own and taking care of their business on their own. And that's what the Kansas City Chiefs are right now, in my opinion, the most functional team to live through these COVID times and get ready for the upcoming season.
The COVID times. Is, yeah. is that the asterisk they're going to put next to everything?
I think so.
During the COVID times.
But Pioli's also right. Do you know how many excuses we're going to see this year from coaches and teams and mouthpieces for teams? Well, I mean, if they had the offseason, stop making the excuses right now. Excuses even now, even in these times that we're living in, are null and void when it comes to professional athletes and professional organizations.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.